In spite of what I see, Lord, I believe. But help my unbelief, I choose to trust you. No matter what I feel, let faith arise. Let faith arise. For my champion's not dead, he is alive. Oh, and he already knows my every need. Surely he will come and rescue me.
when it's all been said and done. There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test. Your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, turning sinners into saints.
Hallelujah.
And I will always sing your praise. Here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone.
Hi, you are welcome tonight. Okay, I just threw some good news. All right, so I want us to be ready tonight. It's gonna be a great time. This evening, as the Lord put a word in my heart all morning for you. You know, I had a vigil with the Holy Ghost, and I was there till about past four this morning, you know, so I had to rest. I'm sorry. I had to rest, so that's why I didn't come on. But I want us to look at what is okay, just a few minutes now. Just a few minutes. Okay, ready. Excuse me. So the announcement that I just placed on our platform is something I want us to begin to look towards. If we're going to have a physical gathering, really, I'm looking at two places. Yeah, I'm looking at just two places to have this physical gathering. Okay, one is going to be in the city of Lagos. So, Lagos people, I'm sure you're excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's where a lot of us are, you know, located. So, we could meet in Lagos. Yeah, I want to see us physically, you know, I want us to, you know, thank God together, you know, eat, you know, and spend time hanging out, you know, even if it's a couple of 2 hours, you know, and then of course the world worship, you know, just, you know, that kind of gathering, you know. And I want us to look good, you know, we could all come in white, we could all come in, you know, just celebrating the season. You know, and the second venue is obviously going to be in my city, and that's Djibouti. Okay, so I'm even looking at it having to be in my house for if it's going to be in Djibouti. All right, so it's just a thought still running through my mind, but I really want us to meet before 2020 is permanently out of the calendar. All right. I'm looking forward to hanging out with every one of us. I'm excited already. We haven't picked the date or the venues in that sense yet, but I'm excited already because, I mean, it's something that I really have wanted before COVID, you know, and all that. But I mean, I think it's ripe now for us to have that kind of meeting. Right, so more details about this announcement will come, and I need you reminding me. Yeah, because I mean, this season a lot of people will be coming up with different meetings, but don't worry, your meeting is, you know, sacrosanct, like they get to say. It's very important to me. You know, for some of us, I've not met you before, and we've been here together for how many months. Yes, yeah, we've spent more than a year now, Abby. So really, we haven't had that time to see. So really, I'm really looking for us to meet. Really looking for us to meet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All right, so Reverend's meeting. I'm thinking we might have it. Either we have it last week of this month, or we have a first week in December. But if he's coming, listen to me. I've taught you about giving, so we are going to have to give on an honorarium to have him in our presence. Okay, we're not just going to do what we did last time. Anyone coming to the platform, there's another person I want to bring up to come for our meeting. I don't know if you've heard about her, but her name is Pastor Dotun Arifalo. She's been on my heart since last month, you know, but I didn't want to tell you yet about it. So we might have a back-to-back. I don't know yet, but I'm looking forward to her joining us on this platform. Also, we're going to have a great time to also hear her minister to us. I've not even told her, but I mean, if God has said it, it will happen. So I'm looking forward to the right timing, and also if that's also is in the pipeline, why not? We're gonna have it. All right. So we need to prepare financially. We need to prepare outreach. So everyone is gonna be involved in the outreach. We're gonna put it on Facebook, on Instagram, you know, and all that. You know, then I want us to have a page. I want us to have a page on Instagram. I'm still thinking about it, really. But I want us to have a page on Instagram, you know. But before we even have a page on Instagram, a lot of you still have not been going to my page to read up on the current teaching I'm doing over there. Please try and take advantage of it. A lot of times when I do some of these things, I don't always like it that outsiders get the best of it before the insiders. You are the major reason why some of these things are being taught. So it would be lovely that you are part of everything going on as best as you can. All right? All right, let's get into God's word. But before we do, let's pray tonight. Let's pray tonight. I believe you're excited about the news so far that I'm bringing to you. I'm still seeing some of our comments here on the page. Okay, I'm also dancing for you. You know what? Reverend doesn't know about this news I'm giving you. Everything I'm talking about is something that has been in my heart, but I needed to let you know first, and then we need to plan, and then I now inform the individuals. All right? So that's the reason. But the one that is more important now to me, I want to see your faces. Glory to God. It would be lovely to see every one of us physically just standing, you know. I'm happy about it. I'm already happy about this. You know, and it's amazing. Some of us are pregnant. Some of us are married. Some of us are already carrying our babies. I mean, some of us have grown. That is some of us. All of us have grown. I mean, it's lovely. It's going to be beautiful. You know, some of you have not seen you in, like, I don't know how many years, you know. So it's going to be a time. I want to end this year that way. That's the way I want to end 2020. I want to end it with you, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, let's pray in other tongues. Excited already. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Mara kata yeregedoso. Could you go ahead and just say, Father, I give you praise for tonight. Thank you because there is no one like you. You are awesome, 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 awesome. I don't know, how was your day today? If your day was truly fine, you achieved the things you wanted to do, go ahead and thank him for that. Thank him for the opportunity to be at the center of an happening, an opportunity to be at the center of a possibility, an opportunity to have a day that is well spent. Come on, go ahead and just thank him right now. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. You might even presently be feeling stressed, tired, but at this moment, just say, Father, I thank you for strength. Thank you for how the week has been. Come on, go ahead. Thank you for the week. The week has been awesome. I mean, it has been so, so awesome. Glory to God. It has been a great time, you know, with different things, disappointment, good news. It's been a mixed, you know, feelings. But at the end of it, we do what? We give God praise. Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is right in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Give thanks in all circumstances. It is the right thing to do. That's what Bible says there. It is the right thing to do. It is what God expects us to do. To give thanks no matter what. Hallelujah. That's a scripture. That's a version of the Bible. No matter what, you must give thanks. No matter what. You know, giving thanks is not determined by anything around us that is working or that is not working. No. What determines our giving thanks is the fact that we are commanded to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are commanded to. We're commanded to give thanks in bad times. We're commanded to give thanks in good times. But I want to believe that this week, there is something good about the week that you can thank God for. I know it. Hallelujah. There's something good. There's something good that you woke up. It's good news. Hallelujah. You don't even have a choice. You need to wake up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's life in you. That you woke up in health. Some people are battling one sickness or the other, using drugs, having to buy drugs and all that with the money that they don't even have. But you are not. Come on, go ahead. Give him thanks. And even if you fell, somehow your body was shaken. You know, you are right now healed. Glory to God. You are right now healed. Come on. Give him praise. Give him praise. God is faithful. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's faithful. Something you thought didn't go well eventually went well. Come on. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we have been added to. Thank you, Lord. We have been added to. We give God praise. We give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I've got a word for somebody right now. I've got a word for someone right now. Bible says that you give thanks in all circumstances, like I said before. But before that, it says rejoice. I say again, rejoice. Hallelujah. Somebody needs that word. Somebody needs that word. It says rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Again, I say rejoice. He says you should rejoice because you have to rejoice. You should rejoice even when you don't see that thing going all right. He says you should rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice now. Rejoice now. Do not allow everything around you determining your joy. The devil is a stealer of joy. He is an oppressor of joy. So now you go ahead and outshine the devil. Glory to God. He says, outshine the devil. Outshine the devil. Let the devil know that you have joy on your inside. And the joy is Christ himself. Woo! Glory to God. I say, let the devil know that you have Jesus on your inside. And the joy we're talking about is Jesus himself. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, go ahead and say, I've got joy. Hallelujah. In the midst of this situation, I've got joy. Somebody needs to rejoice in this house right now. I've got joy. And nothing is going to steal my joy. Hey, yabambari, yabakotoya, rabasa. I said, nothing is going to steal my joy. Nothing. I refuse any kind of word or news stealing my joy right now. Hallelujah. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm a joy carrier. I'm a joy distributor. I'm joy personalized in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Sadness is not my portion. So I refuse evil reports in this season in the name of Jesus. Come on, joy, 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 joy. Haimana kataya lagadosa. Limbrokoto librakite lekesuto. Somebody needs to keep rejoicing this minute. You need to rejoice, telling yourself, I've got joy. I've got joy. I've got joy like a river. Makato limbrekita lemusunto libroko shabako sonte legedosa. I've got joy. I've got joy. James chapter 1. This is the scripture that came to my heart this morning for someone, or for a lot of us this morning. It says, James chapter 1 verse 2, it says, my brethren, that's you and I. It says, count it all joy. Glory kare maskuso kalabakunte nebosa. It says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. It says, knowing, come on, listen to me now. It says, knowing that the testing of your faith must produce what? Patience. Hallelujah. He says it must produce patience. He says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. You would not lack anything in the name of Jesus. Someone go ahead and declare. Say, I count it joy. I count it joy, number one. Hallelujah. I count it joy, number two. Glory to God. I count it joy, number three. Joy, 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 hallelujah. Joy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I count it joy. I count it joy. That news that came, I count it joy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Marike teleke tola kusokoto. Oh, Mariba tumbere gedosa. I might not be feeling what I want to feel right now, but I know that I'm handing in the way the Lord wants me to hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I count it joy in the name of Jesus. No matter the trial, no matter the testing, no matter the difficulty, no matter what comes my way. Joy, glory to God. Joy, hallelujah. Joy, mekisa kataya lako sokoto. Mariba suprodoso. Ena nashimene kira makoto. Liko kuku kukuru kutututu. Emuno kushamara kato. Joy. Joy. Hallelujah. Marabakasakata. Maruko tole ketuntu lekotonto. Mine keranto rabasupre. I'm joyful. I'm joyful. Ibarakata yekeroko. Somebody needs to laugh. Yes, go ahead and laugh. Give God some good laugh where you are right now. Ha, 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 ha. I know it's not funny, but we know we've got joy. Ke, ye, ke, ke, ye, ke, ke, ye, ke, ke. Ha, 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 ha. Come on, go ahead Let joy fill your heart, because you are more than a conqueror. I said, let joy fill your heart. Manenike yekendo rokodosa. No situation is permanent. Hayeke yanda. Is somebody laughing right now? Is somebody laughing right now? Ige yakata yeke sukotombo. Imanderi gadosha. Marokotona. Bible says weeping may endure for a night. But joy always comes at a gedesa. But let me say something. It says weeping may hekiyama koto arakatoso. So it doesn't have to come. It says it may, so it doesn't have to come. It doesn't have to come. Weepy doesn't have to come. Listen very well. It says may kiano kotoro kotonde emara moshimendo arakato. Excuse me. Ambarika dosa. Kanaba shibara kato karaboso. Limbronoso, Iadanoso, Mantolebosa, Shibere Kedosa. Come on, somebody say, my joy cometh, my joy is evident, my joy is here, I am joyful, I refuse to allow anything take my joy. The enemy is after your joy. You will not allow him till. You will not allow him take. You would not allow him. How? By being joyful. Start from your mouth. Start from your mouth, child of God. Start from your mouth. Declare in the name of Jesus that you will be joyful in the midst of the trial. You will go through knowing fully well that you're coming out strong. Yes. I say you need to believe that you're coming out strong. Ikena makatora. Rakiteke bokotobando. Lemuno nushi megedusa. Oh, joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy, joy. You've got joy in the morning. You've got joy, joy in the afternoon. You've got joy even this night right now. I say joy, glory to God. Come on, run around your room. Tell yourself, I am joyful. Makina nakanda, lengodoso kotoya. Come on, go ahead. Shout, I'm joyful. Joy is in me. There is joy all around me. Everything responds to joy. Joy, joy, joy. Glory to God. Somebody needs to rejoice right now. Keep rejoicing right now. Dancing without music. That's your portion. Because it's going to happen with music later on. But right now, go ahead and rehearse. Rehearse your celebration. Woo! I said rehearse the goodness of God, rehearse the testimonies. How would you respond when it comes to being? Come on, go ahead and give God some good praise tonight. Give him some good dance tonight. Eya bakate yereke tondo. O baruko shimbe regedosa. Lekina na na neya. They just told you that all things are working together for your good. Do you know where that news came from? It came from the word of God. Lakira koso kataye lemundo. Lembroko shibaragadosa. Come on, give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. I'm excited in the Holy Ghost. I'm excited in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Loku shakata. Woo! Yay! Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a mama rakata rakata ya rakata. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, my rakata. Give you praise, oh God. I give you praise, oh God. I thank you, oh God. You are good, you are good, you are good. Mare manana. Ekiara kataya, Zumono budugu buku dugundu. Enene kiyagara gadosha. Ya ba 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 ba. Kiya mama mana ya nana. Kile koko kuro koko. We give you praise, oh God. Enanusha makatoya. Thank you, Father. Are you still rejoicing this evening? Are you still giving him all the praise tonight? Are you still saying, Lord, you are faithful? I might be unfaithful, but you remain faithful. And so that's why I have confidence in whom I have believed. Ekirako sokonta. Times are changing. Seasons are changing. You remain the same. Bible says that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. My trust is in your consistency. Glory to God. Oh, marakateyenenoso, mandarike shikeyenoroso. My trust is in your word. It says your word is hey and amen. Ekalakoto legadosa, that your word is settled in heaven, it never changes. Mekuro godoso. My trust is in that word. Lenanakayakata. Marakoso, am I not the same God before? I might not know what God looks like, but I can see from nature. I can see from all that he does. I can see from the testimonies in my life. I can see from testimonies of brethren, of people, of society, of nations. I can see God at work. And also, that's enough to tell me that there's a God that liveth in heaven. There's a God that is the creator of the heavens and the earth. There is a God that his words never fail. Even when situations go down, he remains faithful. I have tested God before. That's why I can testify. Do I have more men and women in this house saying we can testify? We have seen God walk in our lives. Come on, give God praise tonight. Come on, I've got joy like a river. I've got joy. I've got joy. Joy, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It says, let me have joy from you. Let me joy in the presence of the Lord. Let me joy. It says, for all joy is with rejoicing. Glory to God. Oh, Barusa, for you are our glory. That's what Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 2:20. It says, for you are our glory and our joy. Hallelujah. Oh, Barakatora Barusa. Oh, manina nosa. Enana shinene kerenge. Lokuto bakanta lemba roso. Lela la 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 la. Makoro boroso mataye legerosa. I've got joy like a river. Somebody rejoice. Keep rejoicing tonight. Bible tells us about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Number two, joy. Excuse me. Joy. 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 Hallelujah. Joy, joy, hallelujah, joy. Oh, ba 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 ba. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Woo! I don't even know if we can go into what I wanted to talk to you about. But let's just say one or two things about it, and then we end tonight's meeting. I want you to be expectant of what God is doing. All right? One of the things that rob believers from the provisions that God has for them is when the enemy lies to them. And there are different ways we receive what the enemy is doing. All right? When things are not going well, you know, you already are giving up. No, you shouldn't. Yeah, that's one way to receive what the enemy is doing. When things are not going well, always tell yourself, I expect things to go well. Did you hear what I just said? I said, when things are not going the way you expect them to go, they are not going in the way you have preempted or predicted or something, don't give up on telling yourself, and this is what I thought, how come it's coming like this? No, sit down there. I said, sit down, put your feet down and tell yourself, this situation is turning around. Glory to God. Tell yourself, I expect that it works well. Even in the face of it not working well, keep saying it. I expect when you go for an interview and you are told that you didn't do well, when you are told the information, don't give up on the fact that, they said no. Say, I expect to do well. Glory to God. When you go to receive money and they tell you that the money is not available, tell yourself, I expect to receive the money. Listen, one of the things about expectation is that it's never cut short. We're going to read that scripture right now. It's never cut short. Your expectation, according to scripture, must not be cut short. You must be in expectation mode. Let me tell you how to expect. When somebody tells you that I'm coming to visit you and I will be coming by so and so time, and the person already is running late, what happens to you? Your expectation mood is set on what I'm expecting someone. And because your heart already is, I'm expecting someone, you would not occupy that space with something else until you hear from the person that the person is no longer coming. So what you are doing is that you are waiting. Listen to me. Expectation mood is a waiting mood. Somebody did not hear me. I said expectation mood is a waiting mood. You wait. You're waiting for something. You know what you are waiting for, so you are expectant of what it is. You don't give up on the fact that, it's not looking like it. No. You are waiting. Hallelujah. That is the first thing about expectation. If you are standing before me and then you are telling me some prayers that you have prayed and you have not gotten answer, the question I will ask to you is that, have you been in expectation? If you only prayed that prayer and then you walked away not forgetting what you have said, then you are not serious. Listen to me. Yeah, you are not serious about the prayer you prayed. You're not even serious about the thing you say you are expectant of. Why? You are not waiting. What you are expecting, you wait for it. Did I make some sense to you tonight? I said, what you are waiting, what you are expecting, you do what? You wait for it. And when you are waiting on the Lord, you won't be waiting for too long. Did you hear what I said? I said, every time you wait on the Lord, you won't be waiting for too long. Why? Because you'll be waiting rejoicing. You'll be waiting praising. You'll be waiting, in expectation. You'll be waiting with gladness. Even when it looks as if it's taking a while in that sense of physical manifestation, in your heart, you know for sure that you already have it. Hallelujah. You already have it. No matter what anybody tells you on the outside, it is an information. What you have on the inside is revelation. Makasokoto labakato. So the revelation keeps you going. Some revelation keeps you going for 2 months. Some revelation keeps you going for 6 months. You are not perturbed. You are not disturbed. You are not, you're not feeling like it won't happen. You know it's going to happen. You just don't know when exactly. But there is joy in your heart waiting to receive. Hallelujah. There is joy in your heart waiting to receive. Waiting to receive that thing. Waiting. That wait is important where expectation is concerned. The Lord told me to tell you this. Waiting is expectant of you. You must be in expectation. You must keep your spirit, soul, and body waiting for that thing that you so desire. For that thing that you don't want to, that you are telling yourself, Lord, it has to be this way. For that assurance from God's word that you are standing on the scripture. I told you, one of the beautiful things about God is that you are returning his work back to him. It's what he said that you are saying back to him. So he's going to come to pass. Bible says, forever, oh Lord. I just quoted that. He says his word is settled. So there is no negotiation about what has been settled. Amen. God's word is settled. You don't negotiate it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't negotiate it. What you do is you receive it and you give God praise. Glory to God. You receive it and you give God praise. You receive it and you tell yourself, I've got it. God's word is like your testimony. Amen. Amen. God's word is your assurance. God's word is that it's going to happen. So you need to settle it. The way God's word is settled, you need to settle it in your heart. The moment you settle God's word in your heart, everything is possible. It's possible. It's possible. Just keep saying what you believe. Hallelujah. Keep saying what you believe. Keep saying it. Keep telling yourself, I believe I heard God. I believe it's going to happen this way. I believe. My expectation mood is on. I'm waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Could you just lift up your hands wherever you are right now and give God some praise, talking in other tongues. Go ahead and talk in other tongues. Talk in other tongues. Araba kerebo sokata ramba rosho. Eba raba kata laba koso nene nosu. Enkerebo sokata yege dogosu. Ega rosha manto lembra kata ya ragadosa. Erede rosha manda rosa. Marabo sokera baka baba. Emana masemenda ragadosha. Ela no sokoto la ba 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 ba. Ela no shamenda rogodoso. Ema lenge roso kataya la ba 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 ba. Ela no shamana ne kerege dosa. Ela ba kataya la ba la ba la ba 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 ba. Ena no shamanda ragodosa karabosa. Eke no shamanda rogodosa. Amba roso manta da ba kosa. O barakato le barababa. Korokotola bakatola. O babababa shimenenosha. Erere kerega doka roko sogato. Come on, give him praise in all the tongues tonight. Give him praise in all the tongues tonight. Say, I'm expectant. I didn't hear you. I cannot hear you. Yes, I know, but go ahead and declare it where you are in your room. Wherever you are, go ahead and say, I'm expectant of the goodness of God. I'm expectant of what God is doing concerning, name it. Name that thing. Name it. Concerning, name it. Yes, go ahead. Name it. Concerning, name it. Name it. Name it. Say, I'm expectant. I'm expectant. My expectation is 100%. I believe God. I have what I believe. Rakima kosokata yarakatenge. Rico superoso begadoso. Eba roso para ba 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 shinene caronso. Come on, give God praise tonight. Yadaka shemeke tola baroso. Ema mama rocotola ba 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 kerege dosa. Era ba 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 shineke ragadosa. Aba ba 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 ba. Aba keneno koroko tolema raba tolega doso mekende. Ererererererererera koroboro koroso. Ema ranaso manoso maneke ragadesha. Eba rakata yarababababash. Eno no korogo no godoso. In the name of Jesus. Aba ba 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 ba. O marakata yaragadosha, mekereba kotole bakata lelelelelelele. Oh, shimera nonoso. Hallelujah. Let's look at two scriptures. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 23. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Marakate yananashimana. Proverbs 11. Open your Bibles, please. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there? Are you there? Proverbs 11:23. We're going to read from different translations so that you can hear. Amplified Classic says, the desire of the consistent righteous brings only good. All right, the desire, the expectation of the consistent, of the righteous man brings only good things. But the expectation of the wicked will bring what? Evil. All right? It says, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked will be rout. It says, the godly can look forward to a reward. Amen. Come on now. It says, you look forward to a reward. You must look forward to a reward, but the wicked can only expect judgment. All right? You look forward to a reward. Every time you do something for the Lord, every time you align yourself with the things of the Spirit, expect a reward. Expect. The expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. Reward is inevitable. You would always be rewarded. You will always be rewarded. It says, true lovers of God are filled with longings for what is pleasing and good. But the wicked can only expect doom. Amen. All right. You are a pleaser of God. So expect rewards. Hey, Maroko Shemegedokoto. I said, expect rewards. It says, the desire of the righteous people end only in good. Did you hear that? It says, the desire of the righteous people always end in good. The expectation of the righteous people always end in good. All right, so I need you to be expectant of good, 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 good. Come, somebody shout, good. Yes, yes, only good, good, good. The desires of the righteous end up well. It always ends up what? Well. The desire of the good people leads straight to the best. Amen. Hallelujah. It leads best. It leads to best things. Expect goodness. Expect amazing news. Yes. Expect that men will do you good. Expect it. Expect that good will come to you. Expect. Don't try to figure out how it's going to happen. Just tell yourself, I'm in expectation. Remember how I taught you what it is to be expectant? You wait. When you are expecting something, what do? You wait for it. All right? We end this 2020 in expectation of the goodness of God. All right? Bible says he crowns this 2020 with good news. He crowns this 2020 with goodness. He crowns this 2020 with testimonies. He crowns this 2020 with a blessing. He crowns this 2020 with every prayer answered. Come on, church. I said the Lord is crowning 2020 with the blessing of the Lord. Bible says the blessing maketh rich and hardeth no sorrow. So we declare there would not be sorrow as we end the year 2020. Rather, we will celebrate. Ha, ha, ha. Come on now. We will celebrate. We will celebrate in this 2020. We end it celebrating. No sorrows in the name of Jesus. No sorrows. I come against every level of pain, discomfort, disorder, sickness, anywhere right now. Difficulties, I come against them right now. And I declare that we are filled with joy. Hallelujah. Filled with the goodness of God. Filled with assurance from God's word that all of those things are coming to pass. One after the other, you will tick the list of your faith in the name of Jesus. Come on, give God praise tonight as we end tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. So excited we could have this meeting tonight. So excited that faith is stirred up in your heart again. I'm so excited. I want you to listen to this message again, all right, tomorrow and throughout the week before we meet again. I want you to set your fire up, okay? Set your fire up. Download the message on your phone. Listen to it again and again and tell yourself you're full of joy and the devil cannot steal your joy, and then go ahead and say, I'm in expectation mode. All things are working together for your good. As you end this month, November, as you enter and end the month of December, all things, come on, say all. I want you to be excited tonight. not because I just wanted to be excited flimsily. No, I wanted to be excited on God's word. It says all things, not some, all. So whatever is some in your life, call it you too, all. You are part of the all that the scripture mentioned. All things working together. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for what you are already doing in the midst of this house. I thank you for the expectation you have put in the life of your kids. Thank you, Father, for fire being stirred up in their spirits tonight. I declare that this fire burns out every other thing that can steal the joy, that can steal the happiness, that can steal anything in their lives. I declare that their faith moves the mountain to the name of Jesus. I declare that all things truly work together for their good. I see God's word working for you in the name of Jesus. I see you excited knowing that you have testimonies awaiting you. I see you receiving all that you have prayed about. Glory to God. I see you telling yourself, it's happening to me because I'm a child of God, and truly it happens to you. I see you rejoicing in this season. I see you dancing in this season. I see you giving praise in this season. I see you saying, Lord, you are good and there is none like you. I see you saying, what no man can do, my God just did it once again. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. I love it when I'm able to say that what no man can do, you have done it once again. What no man can do, you have done for me. What no man can do, you have done for us. What no man can do, you have done for us. What no man can do, you have done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to talk again during the week, especially with the fact that I've given you some announcements. I need you to go in this faith, all right? Go victorious throughout this week. Let this weekend be a beautiful weekend for you. Keep saying what you want. Keep saying what you want. Keep declaring it and saying all things truly are working in this season. I love you guys. Enjoy the rest of the evening and have a beautiful rest tonight. All right, don't forget to listen to this message once again. Love you, love you, love you. Bye, dearie. Have a great, great, great night. Okay?
With a thankful heart and a song of praise, we've come to you, gathered in this place, for the things you've done and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart, with a thankful heart and a song of praise. We've come to you, gathered in this place, for the things you've done and for who you are. We worship you with a thankful heart.
So we lift up.
So we lift up our praise and we lift up our sacrifice to you.
You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistakes. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say
you're too big.
Hey. too wise.